You know, right. The podcast that uncovers the origin stories of some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, reality TV, entrepreneurship, and so much more. Nick Durst here along with Joe Calabrese. And Joe, our guest today, many people will know her. She doesn't really need an introduction, but you can go ahead and give it anyway.
She is one of the biggest female heels in reality television history. Most notably, she was on season 21 of The Bachelor. Later on, she competed on House of Villains. She is an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, somebody who we had to jump through hurdles to get to on the show, but finally we were able to get her. So we're very, very excited. We're going to have a good interview. We welcome Corinne Olympios to the show. Corinne, how are you doing today? Love the hat. Show the crowd the hat, but how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be here.
Let's get to it. Growing up in Miami, attending Florida International, what was that like?
Well, I only lasted about half a semester. So I guess you could say it went amazing.
So obviously you're from Miami. Joe loves Miami, but you also spend a lot of time on the West Coast. What is your preferred destination living wise?
Well, okay. So I actually grew up in Jersey. And
get
then,
out of here. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm actually a Jersey girl. Moved to Miami with the fam when my dad retired. And then I moved to LA once I was on The Bachelor, lived here for 4 years. And then now I am in LA right now. I have a place here, but my home base is Miami again. So I used to live here full time and go home to visit. And now I do the opposite. I live at home and I come here to work.
Makes sense. So Jersey girl, have to know, and either before or after The Bachelor, you ever head back home, hit up the Jersey Shore? I mean, Joe's he's all about the Jersey Shore nightlife down there and down Jersey Shore. So any experiences back in New Jersey as an adult?
I actually got paid to do an appearance, I think, at Dre's.
Yeah, DJ's, right.
Yeah, whatever
DJ's
that was. That was a wild night. That was a wild night. Super fun. My parents grew up going to the Jersey Shore and the Hamptons. So, yeah, they're both from there. So It's cool.
So that's pretty cool. So did you get a lot of appearances from The Bachelor? I know Joe, he keeps going out with a fellow Bachelor person, Blake Hortzman. He goes to all his shows with Blake. So I'm curious, what was that like for you? You know, just getting all those club appearances, just pretty much going out to hang out to party.
Honestly, it was super, super cool. Like, it was also like a chance for my fans to meet and greet with me and like take photos and like, I thought like it was so much fun getting to like actually connect and like meet people rather than just like, of course it was fun to like go and party and like be able to bring friends and like things like that. But like I got to travel and see a lot of cool cities. I got to meet a lot of my fans and like take photos and like things like that. And like, it's cool to have that one-on-one experience. And like, it was honestly such a fun time. Like there was a time where I was doing like three of those a week and I was never home.
Pretty good.
I feel lucky. I'm blessed.
Yeah, for sure. So what was for you going on to The Bachelor? Was that something you auditioned for? Was it something you were contacted for? What was that whole process like for you just leading up to before actually heading on the ship?
Well, if you guys know me, you know that my friend signed me up or like put my application in. And basically it was all just history from there. I got a call. I thought it was a joke. I hung up and they called me back and they were like, no. And they came to meet with me in Florida and then flew me out and the rest is history.
What was the exact moment that you found out? Because we've had a lot of reality TV people on with us before, competition show people, right? So there's this special moment, right? When your friends and family find out like, oh, I'm going to be on the show. Like, and for you, it was kind of unexpected because you weren't even thinking it. So what was that moment like when you found out?
Well, I just remember I was working with my dad at the time and I remember like going in, he has like his little like coffee nook. I went into the coffee nook. He's sitting there with his coffee, his feet up. I was like, hey, yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna go on The Bachelor. And he was like, no, you're not. And I was like, no, like, really, I am. He's like, shut the fuck up. No, you're not. And I was like, okay, I like literally am. And he was like looking at my mom and looking at me and like, what's going on? I was like, it's fine. He's like, it's probably gonna be nothing. Like, I might even get eliminated, like, whatever. So whatever. There was that. And then I was filming, made it far, and we did the hometown date. My dad was like super into it, like super into it. He's stage dad, like on steroids. He loves it. I think he loves that me and my sister are like in reality TV, like more than we do. My parents are super supportive, my mom and my dad.
That's
It's
great.
cool.
So
Yeah.
once you find out you're going to be flying out to LA, is your next thing like immediately, I got to go to the mall, I got to shop and get my wardrobe? What was that packing process like for you?
Well, they send you a packing list. So the main thing was finding your night one dress. Like, that's the main thing. It's like, what dress are you getting out of the limo in? Very important. And for the time, my dress rocked. I mean, every one of the girls. I mean, if you watched my season, you know that like from night one, I was not liked. Maybe it was not because of my dress, it was because I kissed Nick first. But yeah, my dress really got the crowd stirring. It was a little revealing for its time, and it was cool, it was different, and yeah, I was just killing it right off the bat.
So, for you, were you surprised that you ended up being portrayed as the villain? Or did you kind of get a sense, having maybe seen the show beforehand, that with the way things went, with the girls being jealous of you, that you were probably going to be portrayed as the villain?
I mean, the crazy thing is like, it depends on who you ask, because if you ask someone and they're like, is Corinne a villain? Some people might say no,
Right.
because I was always just really myself and really real about everything. And I was just being a human. I never like came for anybody. And unless it was someone who I'm not going to mention their name, because I don't associate with them, but they came for me first. And if you're going to come for me, I'm going to school you and embarrass you. So
Right.
got to stick up for yourself.
That's
Absolutely.
the Jersey girl in her.
Right. Jersey
I'll
girl.
never start, but I will finish.
So it's a good
That's
way to
what
look,
he
for
said.
sure.
Ted. Well,
So, why do you think the other girls were jealous of you? Is it because of that first night kiss, or was it because they just wanted to gang up and bond for some reason and you were the target?
no, I think it's just like whoever's like, if you're with a bunch of girls and you like a guy and the guy's not giving you attention, they're giving it to another girl, you're just gonna fucking hate that girl.
Yeah, I guess so.
Girl
Yeah.
math. Girl math.
So, what was it like watching the show air? Obviously, you went home, you knew the results for you, obviously, what happened, but what was it like in real time for you watching that back?
It was a little humbling. A little humbling. I mean, listen, it was so fun. And like, I love who I am. And like, I wouldn't change anything about myself. But yeah, there is something about watching yourself back and you're just like drunk making out with a guy. And you're like, oh yeah, this was really being filmed right then. You know, there's just something about that. But I had the best time. And like, I like grew up so much from that experience. And like, I learned so much about myself. And like, that was the first like really on my own I was. And that's why the whole nanny thing was such a thing. It's just like that really is my, like, I grew up very like bubbled. So it was cool for me to kind of get out there and just like be able to be myself and like, you know, just have no regrets. And you know, watching it back, I was like, listen, this is me. And that's it.
Television exposure changes people. So coming out of the show, getting back to social media, how did you notice your social media followers grow? How many followers did you gain after the show, and how were you able to leverage that momentum?
I think after, can't really remember. I remember like opening my Instagram before it even aired. I was on vacation and I was already at 10K, which was cool. It was like right before it aired. I think I was in the commercials. So I got 10K from that, 50K first episode, 500K, I'd say by episode three.
Yeah, that doesn't happen for everybody. So obviously you're
No,
doing
it
stuff
doesn't.
that people like.
It certainly isn't like that anymore. And I want to make that clear for people going on reality TV. Like, it's okay if you don't hit 1 million followers after your first episode. Reality TV does not convert to social media like that anymore. This was a different time.
Yeah.
So I don't like people like beat themselves up over it. And like, listen, it also took me a while to get used to like how different things are, like from doing House of Villains. Like, it wasn't like I got another million followers. You know what I mean? It's just a different time and it's okay. People still love you.
Right, for sure. So I think that you were one of the first Bachelor contestants to really use the show fame to really become, we'll say, a social media influencer. You were one of the first to kind of, you know, take what you got from the show, social media big at the time. So how did that work out for you? I'm sure you were getting hit with a million crazy offers on, can you post this? Can you post that? So what was that experience like for you? And was there something that was just so outlandish pitched to you that you said, I have to turn this down. I can't be associated with this.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's always deals like that come in, but yeah, it's super fun in the beginning. And, you know, you also don't know exactly. I was still learning. So like I took deals and like my very first deal, I think was $500. And my entire team was like, why the fuck did you say yes to this? And I was like, wait, I don't know. I thought that was a lot of money. Like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, no, we're getting you a deal for like 10K for the same thing. Like, and I was like, oh shit. So it's a learning curve. And like, you're just excited. And then like, you feel like, so like this is your new like
yeah.
thing. The craziest thing is like, I was not expecting this at all. I was like, oh, this is going to be like funny. And then I'm going to move on with my life. And then it just, my entire life changed and my career path changed. So, you know,
yeah.
It's all just,
yep. All right. So what's at the height of your, you know, post-bachelor there, what was like the most you ever got paid for appearance and in-person appearance?
Oh, I don't like to discuss that
all
stuff.
Right. No problem. So, I'll put it this way. Was there a certain time where the peak maybe dropped a little bit after, was it after like five seasons or something? Because like you mentioned, right now, social media is a little different.
It is. I mean, I think brands realize that like the social media marketing is so saturated.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've discussed this before and I'll say it again. It's like, you know, there was a time Sugar Bear Hair would pay you an obscene amount of money to like post their gummy bears. And it's like, it just isn't like that anymore. But, you know, it still is a thing, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is different. Yeah, it's just times are changing. So it's just like, what is like, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say. Sorry. It's like,
oh, makes sense. Times are changing. Technology is evolving. And the gummy bears, like, people, they probably realized, well, nobody's buying these, so why are we paying?
Or they did, and now it's like every company is pushing their product on social media, so it's like, what really even works? And it's like, now people are just like so picky and choosy about what they buy, rather than just seeing something on so-and-so's Instagram and being like, oh, this must be fucking amazing,
right?
Because now every product does that.
Yeah, for sure. So since you were on the show, did you ever watch any of the seasons afterwards?
A little bit.
Okay. So have you made any friends with anybody like from seasons after you? Is there some kind of like, you know, a sorority, or, you know, you're all united in some sense of saying we were on The Bachelor, you're a Bachelor?
I mean, there's definitely a common courtesy. If we see each other, like, we'll always say hello. Like,
yeah, sure.
You know, but it's not like I'm like best friends with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I try to keep my work life separate from my social life. Listen, I see people that I used to work with like quite often, but like, I'm not just like one of those girls that only hangs out with cast members. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I gotta have my separate.
A lot of people become sellouts, I'm sure. And they disown their former friends and they're like, I'm moving out to Hollywood. I'm going to hang out with Bachelor Nation only. Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not like that. So I like to have the best of both worlds.
Makes sense. So you come off the show. Did you think that maybe you were going to be in the running for The Bachelorette? Do you think ABC was just afraid that you'd be too good as a Bachelorette? What do you think happened there that you weren't maybe off for the Bachelorette position?
I mean, I just think I was a little too wild for America at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't my path, and that's okay. But yeah, I mean, I think it was just, you know, Rachel was just such a perfect fit for The Bachelorette at the time. And I'm so happy that she got it. That's her, that was her thing, and I'm happy for her. My path was different.
Well, you made such an impact that your path eventually led you to competing on House of Villains, like I mentioned before. And House of Villains is a who's who of probably, I think, other contestants and other people from other shows who are probably actually more hated, like actually hated and actually played the villain role better than you. So what was it like competing on House of Villains?
It was very different. I mean, if you watched House of Villains, you'll see I struggled a little bit in the beginning because I'm just not like a vicious person. And like these people are villains and they can be very
Right.
vicious. Not something I'm used to. I'm more of like controversial, as in like I will tell it like it is, or I will, you know, snap back if you snap at me first. But like I'm not a true villain.
Right.
So it
You don't
was hard.
start fights,
Right.
you finish them.
Sure.
I'm
Jersey girl.
surprised that Omarosa is coming for you, like right out the gate. I
Yeah.
guess she thought you were a big threat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people are threatened by me. I don't know what it is, but I am threatening. 5 feet tall, blonde, I will come for you.
So between the two shows, which had the better living accommodations? The Bachelor or House of Villains and
House of Villains living
House of
accommodations
Villains?
were amazing. Yeah, it was very comfortable. I lived in the room with New York, and
House of Villains, you
yeah.
had to cook though, right? Or they were
They brought in food. We
okay.
did cook too. I mean, it was both, but they were so accommodating. It was honestly such a amazing show to work on. I can't wait to watch season two.
Season two looks so far the rumored cast looks pretty good, including your roommate making a
I
return.
know. I
Maybe you'll
know.
pop up for one of the challenges, bring you in if there's another challenge with touching
There
rats in
will
the dark.
be some cast members from season one popping back in, so we'll see.
Okay. Are there any other reality shows you'd consider going on? Would you go on a show like Big Brother where you could just talk? Would you go on The Challenge, but that's a little more physical
I,
for you?
yeah, I mean, I've said no to a fair share of shows that have come my way recently. I am picky and choosy with what I'm going to do next. I don't want to just say yes to every reality show because I'm also in the middle of filming another show. I am working on my stand-up comedy. I am working on selling a couple different show ideas. So I'm kind of all over the map in the entertainment industry right now. So I can't just say yes to everything and do, you know, whatever show comes my way. I need to be picky and choosy right now, which is kind of cool. It does suck sometimes when you have to say no, but you have to realize what's like more important and prioritize your for, you know, the future for your career. So, yeah.
So you've decided to prioritize other stuff like your business ventures at the top. I mentioned you're an entrepreneur, a jewelry designer. So
Aura Sugar is my custom jewelry line. I own it with my sister and my partner Lindsay, and we do custom beaded accessories. We've had tons and tons of celebrity clients who obviously have helped us blow up and things like that. It's been super fun and cool, and I just truly love it. It was something I started during the pandemic, and it's carried on, and it's just a really fun side business I have. I'm very creative. I've always been very artsy, and so beading was always like something I love to do, and I still love doing it. And it's all handmade. Our beads are cleansed and staged in the full moon. That's why it's called Aura Sugar. It's for your aura, and it's awesome.
So let's talk about some fun things. What is your current relationship status?
I am seeing someone right now, but that's all I'm going to say.
Very nice. Interesting. All right. Well, Joe, you gotta ask a signature question here because Corinne kind of alluded to it with the moons and stuff. So why don't you go ahead and ask Joe?
Your zodiac sign. I have a sense. I think I know what you are.
You for sure looked it up.
I don't usually look it up. Nick does.
I have no idea when Corinne was born. I have no idea anything
I'd
about
be
zodiac
shocked if you
signs.
got this wrong.
I
Go.
mean, I'm a water sign, so I know water signs when I see them. And
Okay.
there's that darkness in you. So you're a Scorpio.
Yes, I am. You totally looked it up, you cheater.
I don't know. I really don't. Nick is more of the bachelor, bachelorette person between the two
I
of
don't know
us.
anything about
You look up.
zodiac signs.
My guess is you're probably November.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what
November
date,
what?
but that's my guess.
November what?
Thanksgiving. I don't
No,
know.
it's got to, well, I have a cousin who's born November 8th, right? So we'll
I get
guess.
November 8th a lot, and that's like I could totally see that, but I'm 11/11.
Oh, double 11. That makes a
Oh,
lot of, that makes a lot of
wow.
sense. 11/11, make a wish.
Yep, I'm a wish baby.
Love that.
What about what's her like rising moon, Joe, or what does that mean? The North Node and all that stuff.
One thing at a time here. Do you actually happen to know your rising sign?
Yeah, I'm a Sag rising.
You are a Sag rising. I'm trying to think.
Wait, let me double check my co-star.
Because
Who
I
said
was gonna say the so usually Scorpios tend to have dark hair, but
I do have dark hair. I dye it
you
blonde
dye it
because.
blonde, right?
Okay, I'm a Scorpio sun, Capricorn moon, Sag rising.
Capricorn moon, that makes a lot of sense. Capricorn placements are very career-minded, driven, oriented people, very money-making, driven, oriented people. So that just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting how you know that stuff with the zodiacs and it seems to equate.
Listen, if you give me an accurate birth time, I can give you a full
Not
accurate reading, but
9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m.
Oh, you're a
Want me
morning
one?
baby. How
All
about
right.
that?
Joe's gonna work on the accurate reading. We'll ask the next question here. So Corinne, you are on Nick's
Are you
season.
a Cancer? Are you a Cancer?
Am.
I knew it.
Is
I knew
it?
it. All right, could you guess my birthday?
July 5th or 6th
Oh,
or July.
so close!
Oh, well, my dad's July 6th. I'm actually July 4th. You're a day off. How about that?
America.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Okay.
Oh,
Born on
Corinne's pretty
America's
good at
birthday.
this.
She's pretty good.
She's one of the best we've had as far as the zodiac bounce
I'm
backs.
good at that. I'm good at that. I'm good at it.
I come across as a Cancer. I you know I you just can't hide it.
Yeah, I see that.
All right. So Corinne, you are on the season. Your season was with Nick. He's got his podcast now. Have you ever considered launching your own podcast? Have there been offers? If you're
Yeah,
hesitant.
I had a podcast for a long time with Podcast One. But Podcast One got so saturated with Bachelor people, and then they started, kind of taking away my creative control and kind of like really trying to guide me, like not even guide me. Like there was an
Tell you what to
incident
do.
where they at like they were pushing this guest on me, and I was like, it does not make sense for me. I don't want this guest. And I come in the next studio session, and the guest that I specifically argued with them about not to have is sitting there. And I was just like, okay, once my contract is over, like it just made me not want to do it. I would sit on my phone. I just felt like it was more of a job than doing something fun. And then everyone else got a podcast with Podcast One. I was like, this is stupid.
Right.
So I'd rather like get away from it, regroup. And then I think when I come back with something like that, it's going to be more of a YouTube channel rather than a podcast.
All right. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think a great idea for your team, they should go pitch NBC. You do a limited series podcast this summer, Olympios on the Olympics. And you do all stuff, nothing like on the field, but all like the behind the scenes stuff, the fashion, the outside stories, the drama. I think the name sells itself.
I think that's honestly a great idea. I'm gonna go pitch it to my team right now.
There you go. All right. So Corinne, in your life, in your business ventures, in your reality TV stuff, what would you say is your you know I'm right moment? I mean by that, it's a time or place where you wanted to pursue something. You asked somebody for advice. They said, Corinne, that's an awful idea. Don't do that. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. And in the end, you will see why it is that I'm right about this.
There's not one moment that comes to mind. I feel like that's kind of been the theme of my whole life. People have always like kind of not really got it with me. And so, it's funny where I ended up and where people who really just like disregarded me or like, where they ended up. So I feel like it's just been kind of a little bit of a theme in my life. Like I've always been proving people wrong, and I'll still get like people that are like, oh, like that knew me from before, any of it. They're like, oh, look at you. Like, it's a flex. What can I say?
I think it's all that 11 and
I
Scorpio
told
energy.
everybody I was gonna make it. So, here we are.
Well, Corinne, you leveraged your reality TV career, became a social media superstar. We appreciate your time. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us. Good luck with everything moving forward. What we do here is we always give our guests the last word. So if there's anything else that you haven't mentioned yet that you would like to share or promote for yourself, by all means, go ahead. Once again, thank you for doing this with us.
Well, thank you so much. Check out my jewelry line, aurasugarco.com. We do custom beaded accessories and really fun gift ideas and things like that. And then follow me on Instagram at C Olympias, my last name with my first initial. That was dumb. Follow me at C Olympias. I need to go.
All right. Well, thank you, Corinne. Everybody, stay tuned for Corinne's world comedy tour and her new television show that's going to be coming out soon. And you follow her there on Instagram and all social media to find more about that. Corinne, thank you for your time. And that's going to be your first episode of You Know I'm Right for our very special guest, Corinne, my co-host, Joe. I am Nick, and this has been You Know I'm Right.